produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just coming into my life, Lord God. Lord, to humble my mind, Lord God. And Lord, those that are out there listening, Lord God, of just letting them know that while they sit at home and thoughts may run rapid, Lord God, that you are the center of all things, Lord God. If we cast out cares, Lord God, and not allow the toxics of this world to hinder us, Lord God, and to move us forward and to utilize the time that we have right now to meditate on you, Lord God, to keep us steadfast, Lord God, and bended on our knees, Lord God, and Lord, just cast away grudges and malice and any other things that may come up against us, Lord God, and Lord, just to keep us in perfect peace, Lord God. And it's so important to definitely keep our minds truly, truly stayed on you, Lord God. Lord, definitely cover everyone here at the Nurture by Natasha channel, Lord God, and Finding My Way Radio. Just cover them, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty, omnipotent way, Lord God, and just allow them to know that you still reign today, tomorrow, and forevermore, Lord God, that you have the final say of whatever that this world shall bring, Lord God. And I ask all of these things in your name, Lord God, of just touching everyone that has lost a loved one, everyone that needs an extra touch of your guiding hands, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for all that you've done, in Jesus' name, amen. So, great day, each and every one of you. Welcome to the Nurture by Natasha channel, here with Natasha. And today I wanted to share with you in reference to your mind, right? The test of your thoughts. The test of your thoughts can be so powerful that sometimes that we allow things to really, really consume us, right? We allow things to consume us, things that are not true to consume us and to burden and to weigh us down. And so you'll hear my paper crinkling just a little bit here. I have some notes that I have written down and wanted to make sure that I cover all of my thoughts with you here on today and in reference to the test of our thoughts, right? Many of us, we go through so much day in and day out, even in the midst of when life was as way it was, of that we knew that, you know, our thoughts can really run rapid. And so in the midst of just sitting and just thinking, you know, I was curious to know of how many thoughts do we actually have that goes through our mind on a day in and day out basis, right? And many of you would say, hey, I can contest to that. It's a lot, right? And so experts say that it's between 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts. That's an average of 2,500 to 3,300 per hour, right? That's remarkable that, you know, our brains can, you know, conjunction all of those thoughts at once, right? Or they can go on within an hour. We can jump from thought to thought and, you know, continue on with the things that we do on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, it truly would be great if all the time, if we could govern our minds with good thoughts, right? Because sometimes we have some crazy things that really enter in to our mindset. And our mindset is so powerful that many of us are not even aware that we take control of our thoughts, right? We have to truly, truly govern our thoughts. It's the good news that helps to guide us through our thoughts, which really brings me to the scripture of Philippians 4:8. And I'm going to read that to you. Philippians 4:8. So I'm going to turn, if you have your Bibles, definitely turn with me to Philippians 4:8. And I'm reading from the Message Bible. And then I'm going to read from the King James Version as well. So in the Message Bible, it actually reads Philippians 4:8-9. Chapter 4:8-9. Summing it all up, friends, I say you'll do best by finding your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse, but in practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you in his most excellent harmonies. And so that's the Message Bible version. Now the King James Version, it says, finally, brethren, whosoever things are true, whosoever things are honest, whosoever things are just, whosoever things are pure, whosoever things are lovely, whosoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, and in there be a praise, think of these things, right? And so we go through so many things. And so really, you know, reading two different versions of that. And then we also has the ASV version, which is the Amplified, the American Standard Version of this. It says, finally, brethren, whoever things are true, whoever things are honorable, whoever things are just, whoever things are pure, whoever things are lovely, whoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. And so we have to really govern our minds. Govern our minds in the midst of, you know, it's so many things that are happening rapidly around the world while the world ceases, right? And so even in the things, we have to really, you know, really sit back and meditate on the things that are true, right? God wrote it in his word of things that are true. We are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so when I looked up the definition of true, it means what's authentic facts and reality, right? And we all know that we can definitely know that God's word is definitely true to us, right? If we hide the word in our hearts and read it and, you know, really study thyself or proven that if we really hide the words in our heart, it's nothing that no one can really do to us, right? In the midst of our mindset. Our mind really governs it all. And being noble is highest in rank, that, you know, not being ignorant of knowing that we're noble, right? Noble, and he will keep us. He will keep us in the midst of everything. And, you know, being right. Many people want to be right. And some of us, you know, we don't allow it to guide us. And being, you know, not always right, allowing God to guide us. And, you know, once you really read the word, what I love about is reading the Bible is that it really uncovers a lot. It uncovers a lot, and it truly will keep us on track in the midst of the things that we go through, right? And so in the midst of governing us and the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis, capturing our thoughts, it means just controlling them instead of letting them control us. And so when God created, you know, us in his image, he knew that, you know, he was the masterpiece of it all. And that what our lives would be like if living, you know, without living in truth. And so the biggest reason that we don't is because we have let toxins run rampant in our minds. And so we really have to get back to the foundation that really keeps us from sinking, all of us, right? It's to nurture ourselves. We have to really continue to nurture ourselves, not just to open up our Bibles and read them, you know, here or when trouble comes or when we have these thoughts that can plague us in the midst of the things that we go through in our lives, right? Many of us, we can turn on the TV or, you know, we can get on the phone and we can talk to someone and, you know, just how the negative and toxic things that can definitely consume us. But, you know, covering our minds and protecting our mindsets are truly, truly important more now than ever, right? And so we can't let them dictate our lives. We must choose to capture our thoughts. Taking our thoughts captive, we will be one with tough battles we engage in, right? It's much easier just to entertain the toxic thoughts. The effort comes when we engage in the battle. Even if we entertain the thoughts, we can still take it captive. It is truly, it's better to do it later, now, than ever. Truly take it, captive. And so, you know, the Bible, it tells us that captive thoughts, that means that we have the power to do something about it, right? Wouldn't you agree? As Christians, we have the power, the same power that raised God from the dead, Jesus from the dead, lives within us. The Holy Spirit that helps us to manage our thoughts. Here's an example that I definitely want to share with you here on today, that every day you remember that you did, that you can seem to let it go on and heal from it. You might start out and have thoughts like, I don't really need to forgive a person, right? Many of us, we have those thoughts that, you know, I'm just not going to forgive this person because, you know, they really crossed me. They really did me wrong. The people that really have given me church hurt and all of that stuff along the way, that, you know, what they did to me is unforgivable. You know, these are toxic thoughts that we must take captive. Recognize that it is causing inner turmoil. You know, they choose truth to God and God's word, that you might even, you know, render up a prayer for, you know, that person in the midst of the things that they may have done wrong to you. And oftentimes, many people don't know, sometimes, that they don't know that they've hurt you in a certain malice of way. And so we must really, really go to God in prayer in the midst of the things that, you know, consume us, right? And, you know, give it to God and asking God to give us the right words to say when we approach people in the midst of if they have hurt us and all of this. Help me to extend the same forgiveness to that person that God forgives us and extends to us each and every day, right? We've messed up many a times and stumbled along many of things along this journey. And still, I'm grateful to know that he still forgives us both in the midst of the things that we do. And then again, we do it again and again and again until, you know, healing is occurring when you look back on the situation. And, you know, pain isn't as intense, right? That he really laid down his life for us. And so we have to begin to definitely to capture our thoughts in the midst of the things that, you know, we go through. You know, many of people ask, you know, why is it important? Why is it important that we stop those thoughts? Because they go against God's best and prevent us from living a joyful, filled life of the joy that's in our life, right? And so, you know, I would grow up and wonder, you know, even with the song that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. Many of us were looking for joy in others, right? That, you know, the toxins that they have, that is intruding and capturing our thoughts. And so the joy that's in our lives that we have, the world didn't give it and the world didn't take it away. When we think of the verses of that song or the songs that we sing, you know, we have to order our steps and our mental energy on things that's built up instead of tearing it down. And so this joy that I have, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. It's important to really, really, you know, manifest on the words that we sing and the hymnals that we sing and the words that is written in the book of life, right? Every day is a new day and we get a new day to set our hours to live our lives and to bring glory to God and joy into our souls. And so when I think of the goodness of all the things that he's done for me in the midst of all the things that he's done so far, it's the joy. It's the joy that really passes all understanding of the things that I, yeah, right? When you touch yourself and that I bring to myself, that, you know, God really, really sets the tone for the joy that passes all understanding. So as you go through your day and as you go through your week, you know, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so not a strength that is a strength that's like, ugh, I'm gritting my teeth in the midst of, you know, this strength is really hard for me to bear. But in the midst that the joy that, you know, passes all understanding and that the strength that he gives you, even when you don't seem able to pass through what it is that you're going through, maybe the loss of a loved one, right? He will definitely find joy in the midst of the happy times that you had with that loved one. Joy in the midst of, you know, the thoughts that you go through, right? If you keep your mind really invested in your Bibles, and as you begin to reflect back on what is reoccurring, the toxic thoughts that you need to start taking captive today. You know, call it what you want. Call it a lie of the things that you know that is not true and cast those things away. Find a verse that will blast that lie, right? If you begin to look in the back of your Bibles, what I love of, you know, of discovering and I stumbled upon as an early on Christ, a babe in Christ, so to say, is that there's a glossary in the back for things that we go through in our lives, that we can look upon those verses as like definitions that will help to guide us through this life journey. And so I'm super grateful for that, is that glossary that's in the back of the Bibles that can definitely guide us, right? Find a verse that will blast that lie. When you think about those thoughts, capture it and speak the verse aloud. Do this as often as you need, right? We got to speak life into the situations that we are going through. We got to nurture it. We got to nurture our good thoughts, not nurture the bad. And so nurturing our thoughts is super important of the things that we're going through, especially at such a time as this, right? We have to really capture our thoughts and be pure. Be pure as we go through the different things in our life. And so definitely take some time to definitely reflect. I always tell my audience when I go live on Facebook, as many of you know about Facebook and social media, is, you know, always have your pen and paper. You know, God is always silent in the midst of when he's trying to teach us something. And so in the midst of when you're going through some things, you know, it's so great to really to journal, to write out your thoughts and the things that you're going through and really reflect back on those thoughts. And once we really keep our mind on him and also align it with our Bible, he'll make those things that we couldn't make clear to ourselves so clear that, you know, in the midst of reading and really studying yourself, you know, you begin to chuckle as you like, you know, God, that was me. Yeah, that's me that you were talking about in the midst of my thought pattern, of the way that I was truly thinking in the midst of this. And I thank you for just bringing clearance to my thoughts and having me to really grow along this journey. And sometimes he has to have you to sit still and to really reflect on the things that you are going through in your life and even some things that, you know, you have gone through. And oftentimes we have this out of body experience of, wow, the old me would have really done this. Thank you, God, because I've really grown from, you know, where I used to be. And so we really have to really, it's the little things in life to really, really to give God thanks over. And so the tests and the things that we go through, they're important. They're really important, right? And so they're worthy of all of our praise. Our thoughts are worthy of all our praise. Thoughts about God, the way that, you know, his plans, his creations, to name a few, right? It's safe to say that when our thoughts are on him, that things are good. You know, we have good thoughts, good things, you know, come about. When we can test our thoughts every day, as we do this eventually, you know, we won't have to test many of our thoughts because we already know that if they meet up to the standards in Philippians 4:8, that we will never be able to adjust every negative thought, right? We will never be able to adjust every negative thought that approaches our awareness, but we can certainly try to fill our minds, to free our minds from toxic thinking, one thought at a time. And so as you definitely take the time to reflect on Philippians 4:8, and, you know, take time to really sit down and read those Bible verses and three different ways of the different standards of Bibles, and ask God for insight. Ask God for insight on, you know, the things that he will have you to do in the midst of definitely governing your mind from those toxic thoughts. Because we can sit and just allow the devil to really just be a playground in our thoughts at times. And, you know, God don't really want it that way. If you really read in his word, that you can definitely nurture and govern your minds, right? That little thing that's in between those two ears, we can definitely have control over that. And so Philippians 8, I'm going to read it again. This is the ASV version, the American Standard Version. Finally, brethren, whoever things are true. Remember, we talked about that, true. Whoever things are honorable, whoever things are just, whoever things are pure, whoever things are lovely, whoever things are good, report. If there is any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. And so think of those things as you go through life's journey, as you go through this week. You know, definitely take some time out to capture your thoughts. Capture your thoughts in black and white, and then take some time to reflect on those things. And remember Philippians chapter 4. And, you know, I always find it great that when you find a scripture that really sticks out to you and really speaks to you, not just reading the one scripture, but take some time in your quiet time to really read the whole chapter of Philippians. And, you know, it was some really great information and tools that were in there of different things of laboring along the way and rejoicing, you know. And so definitely take some time and read the chapter of Philippians 4. Hopefully it blesses you the way that it has blessed me, and really open your eyes to, you know, really see some things in a new light in the midst of the things that is going on in this world. And so my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. And so definitely take time to reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha on our VIP page over there, as well as you can follow me also on Instagram. Until then, take some time to definitely be blessed. I definitely enjoy the melodies of this song, because we definitely have to take some time to really capture our thoughts. It's super important, especially now more than ever. Be blessed.
With me is my friend, Miss Faith Evans. Y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
for those that you've called. You fully equipped to fight the wind and the waves, to captain the ship. So
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.